opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It's Thursday, and my Thursday girl's here.
I love Thursdays.
Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are running, streaming wild at KCNR1460.com, 7:06 in the morning here on the 26th of May. May's gone.
Pretty much.
Yep. Next Thursday, when you're in here with the Clark twin.
Yeah.
1st of June.
I know.
Or somewhere around there.
Another month, just poof, gone.
You know what? And it's Bad Bob's fault.
Is it?
I tell him, get a hold of May. Grab May and hold May. And you know what? And I think he tried.
Yeah, she kicked my butt, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, that is true. Okay.
All right.
All right. It's 59 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high of 86 today, a low of 55. Mostly clear and sunny, and on Friday, a high of 83, a low of 58. Kind of the same pattern through the weekend, a high of 87 on Saturday, and on Sunday, mostly clear throughout the weekend, but just in the high 80s. Memorial Day, looking for a sunny with a high of 93 and down to 63, 94 next Tuesday. So getting up there, but still not approaching the triple digits here for a while, and that's really nice. The weather's brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There we go. Okay. We're going to hit the ground running today.
Yeah.
Because we have on the phone.
We have on the phone with us a Preston Dickinson, who's an independent contractor with AT&T External Affairs, and he's joined by Evan Levang, who is the executive director of the Disability Action Center with offices in Chico and Reading. And they are supporting AB 2395, which is the communications bill, which purports to change how we get our telephone service specifically in rural areas. Landlines are being threatened, according to everything you hear in the North State, and they're here to kind of give the other side of that thing.
Okay. Well, Preston, and I will welcome aboard, and there has been a lot of consternation up here from a lot of the rural residents that are not in towns, that their phone service, which is so important to them, will suffer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what would you, when people say that, I guess what's the background of wanting to replace landlines with cell phones?
Well, why don't I go ahead and just kind of give a brief history on where we have come from. I've been with AT&T off and on for over 40 years, since around 1971, and I've kidded with Trish that when I started, a wall phone in the kitchen with a rotary dial was what we were installing at AT&T, and then we moved to an upgrade, which was a long cord on the kitchen phone, and et cetera, over the years. And we've seen that go to push buttons or touch tone phones, and then we went to bag wireless phones, which nobody ever wanted to give up because they got great reception, and to flip phones, and now we're using smartphones. I think back to the beginning of my career, and at Disneyland, there was an exhibit, and they talked about someday the day would come when you could sit in your house on a big, huge picture phone and talk to people in another part of the neighborhood. And we have come to that point, and we now carry those phones around in our pockets. They're not great big phones, and we have the ability to communicate with folks live and with pictures. All of these different applications are requiring a significant bandwidth and better internet connections, et cetera, et cetera. When this bill was initially introduced, it was introduced because 85, and this is on a statewide average, 85 out of 100 customers have left their landline or POTS, plain old telephone service, and gone to alternatives, wireless, voice over IP from different carriers, et cetera. But AT&T is still having to maintain 100% of that network because we have 15 customers left. So the challenge has been, and the consumers of California are screaming for better internet, more broadly spread wireless, better connections, less gaps. So this is really the first initial step, and the unfortunate part is the benefits of the bill have been overshadowed by a part of the process, which is to transition away from plain old telephone service to a VoIP or a voice over IP telephony type of network.
Okay.
That's kind of the background.
But how do you solve the problem of the 15% who, a lot of which have not switched because they don't have an alternative?
That's a great question, Trish. The bill, actually written into the bill is, we're not, if somebody wants to hold on to their plain old telephone service, we're not going to tear it out. I see this cartoon of a large Brutus-type character pulling a phone away from a person living in the country, and that is not going to happen. There's a process that must take place, and by the way, none of this will take place until January of 2020. So we have a little over 4 years for AT&T or any other corporation that wanted to do this to start an education process, to make sure that there's a certified alternative product available, which must be certified by the Public Utilities Commission. And if there is no certified alternative service for that landline, for that individual, one of 15 or two, then they won't have to give up their phone. And it's written clearly into the bill.
I have questions. This is Bob the engineer. I also do a tech show. First of all, I don't live within a city limit. I live outside. My only internet service is DSL, which AT&T tells me I have like the last DSL slot available on my block. I
yep.
can't get the so-called U-verse. Cell towers in my area are abysmal, and I'm not the only one in that particular boat. What assurance do those of us who choose not to live in the urban areas have that we'll still be able to communicate?
Well, Bob, the bill is written that in a way that would say, you know, if a company didn't deploy something like increased wireless, that would maybe woo you away from your landline. If they don't come up with an alternative product that you or that the CPUC, who is, I'm sure, going to feel quite a bit of pressure to ensure that that the service that they allow to replace any POTS service that is taken out, that I have no doubt that the product that will be that you would be given if there was this alternative product would be just as good as your POTS service. You would still be able to communicate exactly the same. What I believe this bill will lead to is in these places where we have customers that are not. You know, maybe there's a pocket of folks that are using their POTS, plain old telephone service, and there is no good wireless service. It would behoove a company like AT&T to, if they don't want to continue serving that community in that typical POTS way, they would be probably looking at deploying increased wireless. So it really, you know, here's the bottom line. Every dollar that AT&T is spending maintaining this old network is $1 less than they can spend on a newer, faster, better, broader network. So I would say you will not lose communication. If anything, your situation with communication will only improve as a result of this.
Well, Preston, we have to take a break right now, but I have several questions when we come back from this break.
Okay.
You bet.
Right. Okay, hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number that Trish and I both love our Sleep Number beds, separate beds that they are. And my Sleep Number setting is 65, and your Sleep Number setting?
Oh, my goodness, you've bypassed me. I'm 55.
Oh, yeah, I'm heading up there. Now, this is during Memorial Day. They're having this really huge sale. It's, you can save $500 on Memorial Day special bed with Sleep IQ technology, which also enables you to sleep much better than your regular bed. All of this comes in your Sleep Number bed, but you can only get it at its Sleep Number store. And you can find those down at the Target Shopping Center, the Sleep Number store. Go over and see Brian or Janice. Tell them that you want to lay down on one of their beds. You want them to show you how it can be the most comfortable bed you've ever slept on. Remember the three pillars of health: exercise, diet, and sleep. I can't do anything about your exercise and diet, except I can tell you to head on down to the Well Space Club, you know, sports club. But sleep on Sleep Number. All right, we'll be right back. We're discussing the new bill that will have that will force people into using cellular phones if the technology is there, and to have to give up their landlines, if the technology is there, from what I understand.
AB 2395.
Right, and we're going to discuss this a little bit more when we come back. Thanks.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get quality Mohawk flooring in your home right now from Shasta Lake Floors. Finance it and pay no interest. You can get new Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, wear-dated carpet fiber, or other Mohawk flooring in your home and finance it at 0%. Shasta Lake Floors, the area's largest stocking dealer, has over 100 rolls of carpet in stock, including famous Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, and wear-dated carpet fiber, tough-tested to meet or exceed your expectations. Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet are the finest made in America, and Shasta Lake Floors has them at big savings today. Delivered by installation techs with at least 20 years of experience. For famous Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet, woods, laminates, and more at big discounts plus 0% financing, see Shasta Lake Floors today. Voted best in the North State 8 years running. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 0% financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Do you hear me?
Not if the phone lines aren't good. Okay. Hey, I want to remind everybody about the 76th annual Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. Free admission May 28th. That's this weekend at the West Valley High School out there. Family fun, magicians, arts and crafts, live entertainment, classic cars, hot rods, trucks, motorcycles. The 4-H pancake breakfast is at 7 a.m. Fresh strawberries, ice cream, and shortcake. Now, this is for $8, but it would feed the normal, normally four people.
Yes.
Just Bob ate two of them last time they were here, but and said, was there a third? But we're not sure. Purchase advance tickets for Strawberry Shortcake at Country Market on Happy Valley Road and Olinda Road. Valley Market at Happy Valley Road and Happy Stop Market. 357-5449 for more information. Everybody goes out there.
Oh, yeah, I trust
he's going to be in here hopefully tomorrow.
Ooh. How come not on Thursday?
What's tomorrow? Yeah, maybe he should come in here today. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bont and Trish Clark. We are on the phone with
Preston Dickinson and Evan Levang.
Okay. Now, Preston and Evan, I've got some just questions I have written down here. 85 out of 100 have left the regular phones. Well, this becomes more to me seems like it's an urban versus rural thing because there's a lot more cell towers. I'm in town here. I don't have any problem most of the time getting service on my phone. There are times, but as I drive out Placer toward where Bob lives, it drops off, which is to me is kind of strange because you're still within sight of town here. The other is that a landline tends to be more stable for people out in the rural areas. And a lot of people keep that landline, even if they have cell, because if the electricity goes out, you still have landline capability. Is that correct?
On a POTS telephone service.
Right, on a POTS, you do.
We're using the term landline because, you know, one of the things, I don't know if I actually said this, Bob, but there are like 5.7 million VoIP services working in California right now, or actually more than that. So unfortunately, not in some cases, in other words, and I won't mention, but if you're getting a telephone service from a cable company and you've got a telephone in your home, a lot of people will think of that as a landline, but that's actually a VoIP service.
Right, I understand that. When I say landline, okay. I'm just talking about a one from you all there that is a POTS.
Twisted pair dial.
When you're talking about a POTS service, when power goes out and it is a hardwired, say a desk phone or a wall phone,
right?
Not a wireless phone,
right?
Or a cordless phone, but a desk phone, which aren't a whole lot of them anymore.
Well, I have one in my kitchen.
There you go.
Just for that reason, though.
No, you will not lose service.
Yeah.
But any alternative product, those issues will be addressed, and there will be battery backup within the telephones. I look at how long our wireless phones actually operate without being hooked up to a charger nowadays, and you can see they've come a long ways with battery backup. So that, once again, I don't think that will be an issue. And for those folks, maybe as yourself, that would want to hold on to your landline, nobody's going to tear it out. Unless there's a product that you will be comfortable with in its replacement.
Okay, let's jump just a minute because Evan has to leave the line here, and he had some things that he wanted to say about the access for disability.
Yeah, right. Well, we're a nonprofit based out of Reading and Chico that serves people with disabilities, a wide range of services. The vast majority of our consumers are people that are low income, seniors, people with disabilities. And so, you know, this is our reason we're interested in this bill is that we've seen over the years, especially recently, the advances that are possible with the new technology, with smartphones. We know that, you know, I think it was mentioned earlier about, Bob, you mentioned about rural versus urban. This is something that this is our world that we live in. As a nonprofit that's mandated to serve 9 counties, all of the northeastern counties of California, it's very, very difficult for us with the funding levels that we receive to put people boots on the ground, so to speak, in the distant areas of Shasta County, in the rural counties of, say, Modoc and Siskiyou, In these areas, it seems like people in the rural areas of California are always getting the short end of the stick in terms of social services, in terms of medical services, in terms of transportation. This is something that we struggle with every day. One of the things we see in the future is, you know, an increased use of broadband possibly as a way of delivering services and communication to people in these areas. So we feel like we share the concerns that some of the opponents of the bill have expressed. My organization is part of a statewide association called the California Foundation of Independent Living Centers. There's 28 centers like ours. We cover the entire state. We have an association. Our group vetted this bill very thoroughly. We went through a long process, particularly the directors of centers in rural counties had a lot of concerns. And we feel comfortable that there's enough safeguards in this bill to move forward. And we'd hate to see people in rural counties, low-income folks, seniors, people with disabilities, not be able to access the most current and available technology that the people in the urban centers are getting. So we're not naive to think that, you know, the bill passes, the next day it's a brave new world and everyone has the greatest smartphone available. As Preston mentioned earlier, it's a long process. It's many, many years. And it will require engagement from our organization and nonprofits and communities and governments and citizens all along the way, every step of the way, holding entities accountable, identifying problems.
Who's going to hold them accountable?
Communicating, and that sort
Evan,
of thing.
Evan, who holds them accountable?
We will. The community.
Really?
Part of what we do, part of our advocacy services at Disability Action Center is to advocate for the people that we serve. So we will definitely be involved in the process all along the way.
Yeah, but do you have any type of power over AT&T? I mean, if AT&T said, no, this meets our requirements that we have written down here, and they don't, but it's not serving, what happens then?
Well, I think that the Public Utilities Commission
Commission is the one that makes that determination, not AT&T.
I guess that this sounds like a very, you know, it sounds like it sounds like a good plan to bring out, to bring communications out to the rural areas. I just hesitate. My thoughts or my hesitations are that on the rollout of it, you know, the fact is that, what Preston said is, well, you know what, even if we have that out there, and it's better, you can still use your POTS. Is that true?
Then you'd have to maintain the whole system.
This is Carl speaking now.
Yeah, it's Carl. It's not Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But see, this is if the POTS people want to maintain that, but you come out and say, oh no, this one here, this cellular phone is better. At what point? I mean, and I think you said, well, they don't have to take it, but that means then you would have to maintain that line. So there must be a certain point where you say, well, that's too bad, you're going to take it.
Well, and Carl, that's a great reason that when AT&T looks as going through this process, or any other company in California that's going through this process, I would like to leave everybody with the impression that AT&T is wanting to transition to an updated network that will provide services and application development and new jobs. I think that's the outcome. The process is moving in that direction through these alternative products. If they had a pocket, and I'm thinking out loud here, if AT&T had an area where folks had just those landlines and they do not have any reason or desire to continue maintaining that, they're going to have to come up with this substitute, and that substitute product could be one approved. It has to be approved by the PUC. Well, there's another part of it as well, and the FCC also has proceedings in place that ensure that any replacement product for plain old telephone service will meet high enough standards for quality and reliability. So we just don't have the CPUC overseeing this process. The FCC as well, and And the other thing I'd like to say is in the 40-plus years that I have worked with AT&T, I've never seen the company just throw folks under the bus. And I feel like we have all of the benefits of this bill have been overshadowed by concerns about the process. And the process is clearly defined in the bill as there will be a lot of consumer protection.
Okay. And I think that's the bottom line on this.
It has to be.
And you know, I didn't want to give the impression that AT&T would throw people under the bus. But I also know is that as you march forward with all of the different competition that AT&T has, and that they don't have to maintain lines, they don't have to spend millions and millions of dollars on maintenance of lines, and they're cutting in on AT&T. But you know, you guys have always been that solid place where, you know, I've got comments coming into the chat room, you know, about how AT&T is there. And has been helpful and is always there when they need it. And that, I guess, is what I would like to see continue in the future for the rural areas, because the rural areas have been hammered so badly in
the urban areas
because urban areas have no concept. Why can't they talk? There's cell towers everywhere. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, you know, I really appreciate the concern that I have. I cover a 12-county region. And I have heard a lot of concern coming from a lot of great folks. And having been in this business as long as I have, serving this north area since 1977, I feel very confident that AT&T will continue. You know, I'll tell you what, I have worked with single customers for hours to resolve issues. And the company has never said, don't do that. I believe that we do not, in the rural area, as you said, we have always been hit the hardest. I just want to see our rural areas benefit from the requirements that are in this bill as far as a substitute product that will give features that the POTS service will never give. Folks that are currently using VoIP, they're amazed at what they can actually do over that service compared to a POTS service.
Okay.
But we do have challenges. I don't, as Evan said, I'm not naive. I don't think there won't be any challenges. There will be, but I feel like AT&T has always been a pretty darn good community partner, and I don't see the company changing to the degree that they would just vacate folks that need communication. And I think between the CPUC and the FCC and the public, I think that we can feel pretty confident that this transition will be a good one.
Preston, thanks very much. We appreciate you taking the time this morning, and Evan to come on and kind of give a little clarification on this.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the invitation.
All right. Thank you very much. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. Trish Clark and Carl Bott.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Cypress for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families, too. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Botts. Thursday, 26th of May. 7:36 in the morning here. I'm sorry, 7:34 in the morning here. 59 degrees going up to 86. Going to be hot. Well, 86 isn't hot, but it's hot for what we've had lately. And you can still...
Too warm to have something in the car.
Yeah, don't leave anything in the car, like animals or people. In there, they could be they will be damaged. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. You know, we talked about sleep and a diet being two parts of the keeping you healthy. Well, of course, exercise is the third leg on that three-legged stool there. And the Wellgate Sports Club is the place you want to go to. It's besides having a very unique saltwater pool and being able to work out in that and resistance training and a special training course by Kathleen Cowling, you also have any number of machines there, rowing machines and Stairmasters and ellipticals, plus free weights, brand new redone locker rooms. You've got TVs in the area, so when you're working out, you can kind of look over there and try and forget the pain if you're doing it really good. Bob's over there every day out there on the machines, walking, lifting, and doing all that and making a difference in his life. You like it down there?
Love it down there. It's a beautiful facility. They're doing some upgrades to the premises, and it looks beautiful. And it's clean. It's comfy. You meet some really nice people, and I'm enjoying it.
I think it's a great place. Give them a call, 768-1205. Okay. Let's talk about a couple of things here.
All right. Ms.
Clark.
For a while.
Let's look at LaMalfa. It's killing them in the fundraising.
You know, boy, is it the hit piece kind of stuff that's been coming out? Oh, my goodness me.
I tell you what, this has become a muddy race, frankly.
Wow.
Muddy. Joe Montez. And, yes. And, I mean, I'm getting things every day.
I am, too.
From the LaMalfa camp saying that Montez is not doing things legally. And then you get stuff from the Montez camps talking about LaMalfa getting $5 million in subsidies. And
Montez has only been here 2.5 years and doesn't do this. And
he's being paid off by this.
I know.
And they've linked him. They tried to link him to... I don't. And they, he has, so far, they haven't linked him to the Kennedy assassination.
That's about
so
it.
So if Trump was in the area, they might still do that. I'm not sure. But it's just nasty. And, but you have to remember, the Moffitt's team is not somebody's. Their team doesn't play pity pat.
No, no. Well, but I want to just say, you know, I always believe in giving credit where credit is due, and I want to thank Congressman LaMalfa. He showed up at my fundraiser down at the Senior Center, was there all day, came down, was a participant. I appreciated that because I know he had a really heavy schedule, and the seniors and everybody that was in attendance down there really enjoyed that, and so I want to thank him. He always maintains
Doug
presence.
Doug LaMalfa shows up.
He shows up, and I just want everybody to know because I've been critical of him on his voting record from time to time, but I want to say that he's there when we want him there, and I really want to thank him for that. And Bruce Ross was there for Assemblyman Daley.
And
Daley's
not around, you see Bruce everywhere.
Yes, exactly.
And
so I appreciate that we get good representation.
If you don't see LaMalfa, you see Aaron Ryan or Brenda Hayes or both of them.
And Brenda was there with Congressman. Yeah. So I just wanted to appreciate that.
And then Dave for Gaines, who's that? Dave. Muir.
Ted who?
No, Dave, yeah, I know.
Is
you know
that
what?
Too funny? I'm just Ted and Dave Muir is
but he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Great I've guy. Been friends with him for
anyway,
years.
Anyway, Mary Rickert has that. She's got the lead in the supervisors race.
Well, I'm here to tell you that's a good choice. I think that is a good
here's
choice.
Good, but here is and
I don't
think
we in that
don't,
district,
we
but anybody
do
listening
not,
who they
we
should.
Don't endorse anything. Yeah, Mary, I know you can. Mary Rickert is, you know, because come on, has been very.
But she has a history. This is a stolid businesswoman, good background, is involved in all kinds of things with the Conservancy and good land use and a great history in mental health. She's a good candidate.
Letting me finish my thought here.
Okay.
The Record Searchlight comes out in their editorial endorsed Mary Rickert. But the things they said about Giacomini, she's, you know, the good worker, she's got to accomplish things and all this, but now we want to go a different direction. Somebody wrote a letter, and they said, you know what, this has got to be the strangest thing, because you just said that Giacomini did a good job, and they talked about the new sheriff station up in Bernie, and they talked about, like, several things that had been accomplished during her term that had been done. And they said, well, so what exactly is it about her work and what she's accomplished that isn't good enough? And I thought it was a good letter because it pointed out things that had been accomplished under Giacomini.
Okay.
Again, we do not endorse. We don't endorse anybody. And, frankly, all three candidates, are highly qualified.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I do like Prather Beef. No. But hey. Their Hat Creek beef is good too.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
I mean, they've got it all. They've, got, you know what? It's you got two really good three. You got three people running that are good. It's
and isn't
not
it good
clear,
that we get good candidates? That's great for that district.
It's not quite a divide like Leonard Modi and Jerome Venus.
Gotcha.
Where Venus clearly understands the facts and wants to change the direction the county's going, as opposed to Leonard Modi's kind of, you know, buttoned down. Button down shirt, that kind of like, kind of that staid, appearance in his kind of like low key demeanor of Leonard Modi, when you can have Jerome Venus out there kind of like taking the lead in some of these. I think maybe we ought to have Jerome back on again.
Yeah, you need to do it.
I was
I had
not
such a time
here
trying to focus
that
him.
Day.
Is your tongue actually about to penetrate out through your cheek?
Hey, Leonard's going to be on. I think we're going to have Leonard on next week. I think we're having Leonard on next week or the week after. I want to do that because it's time for Leonard Modi to come on and talk to us about things that he'd like to see happen over the next 4 years. And I've got lots of questions for Leonard.
And I would have loved to see a qualified candidate run in that district as well, because I think that it would have been a better opportunity for perhaps for Mr. Modi to explain some of his decisions.
Last time Leonard was on, he took him straight in the face, and he answered him.
Good.
But
good.
But you know, when you get into this thing about the about State of Jefferson, and I don't even want to listen to it. And he's just, you know, he's been adamant. Well, I'm going to let him talk, but he's been adamant from the beginning. He said it's a waste of time. He just says it's a waste of time. It's not going to happen. So why should we waste our time? Of course, then they go on and spend 3 hours with chemtrails
right after that. Yeah, exactly. So
I kind of guess that, you know, when they get to that point, it gets a little boring around there. Okay. Gosh, we're going to take a break. I want to come back, though, and talk about and see if you like this. Clinton, the State Department has come out with their IG, and they slapped Clinton around on this. And Clinton's people are saying, oh, no, well, look, they said the other people did it. Well, the report says, yeah, they did. But after that, they put in all these new rules for the Secretary of State to follow, and she just ignored them, including the times that her server was down, and they offered her a State Department device, and she said no. And the reason, and according to her aide that told him, no, because it's of the Freedom of Information Act. People can get to it if I'm on the State Department server.
Yeah, well, and the people preceding her did not do exactly what she did. Colin Powell maintained an email that he had.
Okay.
He didn't have a server in the bathroom.
I want to talk about this when we get back. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You can find it all there. Have you been back in there?
I absolutely have. I continue to use them. They have great... they got beautiful jewelry.
Well, we say continue. It means that Leonard, who used to have it, sold it to Rebecca, who's worked for him for years.
For years, exactly.
And her husband, who is a gemologist and a great jewelry designer.
Exactly.
So,
it continues in
super.
Its fine condition.
Absolutely great. Only trained watch repairman in the
area. Don't get to talk politics with Leonard.
Nah, but then again, Leonard, when you get, you know, but Leonard can call in now.
There you go.
He wouldn't used to call in because he is such an, his voice is so identifiable.
Uh-huh.
You know, when
now he could call in, and then he can
now he can call in and say anything he wants. That's
there
right.
You go.
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress, 2016.
Doug LaMalfa wants us to reelect him, but Doug LaMalfa hasn't passed a single bill into law since being elected to Congress over 3 years ago. He's not one of us. And that's why people in the North State are excited about electing Joe Montez to Congress. Joe's a former constitutional-minded judge who knows how judges interpret laws and how laws should be written effectively to stand. Joe's a veteran. His father was a veteran, and five brothers, all veterans. Joe has the discipline and determination to fix the VA nightmare. As for jobs, Joe Montez is the only candidate with experience landing a Fortune 250 company, bringing many jobs to our area. A real leader working for the people. Elect Joe Montez to Congress on June 7th. For more, go to JoeMontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Yeah, it's Thursday, the 26th of May. This next Thursday, Linda's going to be at Elements Lounge at Wind River. It's going to be a rocking night. She's got them all coming in. And we're going to have a super time down there in Romance on the River with steak and lobster and everything. Steak and lobster for $21.99.
That's a meal for two. It is a great meal.
Elements Lounge, singing, dancing. You know, you get there at 6 o'clock, and you know, so you have dinner, and then you can just have a great time. Bobby,
sir, permission to be snarky, sir.
Well, wait a minute. Wait till we finish the commercial.
Okay.
And then let me finish. You know, you sing.
I thought you were done.
No. Elements Lounge. Give them a call at 243-3377, and make a reservation and get it done now, so you can come join us and have a great, great time. We laugh and it's a nice night.
And something that, you know, we always talk about things we don't have in the North State. I mean, people say we're not elegant or whatever. Come on. This is something, if you're coming out there and taking advantage of this cabaret evening, it's something very special.
I tell you, the musicians are great.
They are.
And Linda, of course, she's in her element there. Okay, snark away.
Well, NPR, which, as you know, it always takes liberty with their audio clips and make people sound really, really good. Obviously, they can't do anything for the current presidential Democrat candidate. Hillary was giving a speech this morning, and I'm thinking to myself as I'm listening, my God, I'm listening to the love child of the Wicked Witch of the West, and Danny DeVito is the Penguin.
Man, I have to say, they have a lot to work with when they start coming up with funny stuff about Hillary and just quoting
Holy
her and
smokes.
I mean they can do some really wicked stuff on YouTube and I can't help but laugh. They have a really good piece of material there to work with. Having said that, good God, I can't even imagine that as the president.
I know. Speaking of great material, here's Kyle DeFore. Good morning,
Hi,
buddy.
Kyle.
Good to see you, Carl. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Now Kyle is starting tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
It is time.
Well, we are one day away from the start of the Reading Colt 45 season. First game is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Tiger Field.
Okay. Now, how are you set up? I mean, what should we expect tomorrow night?
Well, we've got basically a brand new team this year. One returning guy from last year. That's a local guy, Joe Ahern. But a whole new group of guys. We've got international flavor this year. Two guys from Venezuela who are.
I understand they could be drafted.
Yeah, exactly.
They're supposed to be that good.
Now all these guys are college players here in the United States. But I remember a couple weeks ago when we were getting ready for 45 season here, I was talking to Rick Pacitti, and he said, we are going to hit this year. So come out to the park. You're going to see some offense.
Home runs. He's got a lot of home runs in this lineup. Plus, he's got some great pitching coming back. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how are you prepared for this?
Well, we've got...
Besides, you've got yourself your own intern.
I was going to say, I'll have Matty Novelli, of course, who's intern here at KCNR, is going to be helping us out. We had media night on Tuesday. Got a chance to meet quite a few of the players. And, of course, the manager and the pitching coach... Greg Catteray and Barrick Fasting, and good to touch base with them. I've had a chance to talk to Molly this week about some of the stuff we're going to do on the broadcast. We're going to have some fun stuff between innings, some pre-tape stuff, of course, pre-game and a post-game show as well on either end of the show, and we'll give you a player of the game every game, and we'll get to know these guys as the year goes on, and get to know them and make them kind of Reading famous.
Well, we want to try and have them in on a Friday morning. Mm-hmm. Come on in so we can talk to them and all this. Of course, Greg Catteray, former major leaguer,
mm-hmm.
and is going to be the field manager, the mm-hmm. field, I guess that's what you call him, field manager.
True. Yeah.
And, of course, Rick Pacitti. And we were just talking about Rick last night at a dinner where people who had been really opposed to him politically. Now, love this guy. You know, they say politics, they say they've forgotten politics. He's out of politics. They just
he's back in baseball where he's always
they just
his heart is
this
always
man
been.
Has done tremendous things for the Colt 45s, and he has.
Well, and as someone who I'm one of the helicopter kids who leaves Reading and then comes back. I didn't live in Reading from 01 to until 2010. I came back, so the political thing is kind of a water under the bridge, as far as I'm concerned, because I wasn't, you know, really as involved. You know what? In that.
Well, not all of us were opposed to Rick as
no,
politicians.
No, I'm not saying these.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying
we're
about politics.
Were,
yeah.
No, we weren't. But but the thing is that Rick doesn't talk about politics. He is happier now than he's been than I've ever seen him. So this is great. Now we got the first game Friday night, and it's going to be. I think it's the local veterans have our. It's going to be a salute to the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday night.
Well, and that's one nice thing too is, you know, one thing I'm so happy to be able to call those games this year. You know, I know that the station here, Carl, you're a Marine veteran yourself, and there's so many veteran friendly businesses are listed on the website here, and of course out at Mighty Fine, which is
Mighty
my dad
Fine.
And I's store out
that's
there,
right.
We've got 10% off for all veterans and active duty military personnel and their spouses all weekend long, Friday through Monday, on everything but gas and propane. So we're proud to be a part of that. We're proud to be a part of supporting the 45s here. And, you know, when you come up I-5 and come into Shasta County, there's a little sign on the mile marker there that says Shasta County, where we honor veterans.
I put
and,
that up, final act, before I left the Board of Supervisors,
well,
I'll have you know.
Hats off to you. So.
Okay, now we've got a game Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you can get the entire schedule on Reading Colt 45s until we get into June. It's basically the next 2 weekends we'll have games, and then once we're school is out, you'll have games throughout the week. So we've actually got 2 camps as well. If you look on that schedule on ReadingColt45s.com, in June and July, there's 2 3-day camps in the middle of the week for kids. They can come out and meet the players and work on drills and skills and things like that. So definitely hit up the website for
that's
that
cool.
As well.
So, and every time... we're going to broadcast all the games, all the home games,
mm-hmm.
and maybe some of the away games. Who knows how that's going
to
work.
Only have 2 road trips this year over to Humboldt. They got a 3-game series and a 2-game series. So, yeah, we'll see.
Some
on
new
those.
Teams we're playing
mm-hmm.
that are coming in. We've got the Seattle. We've got Seattle teams coming in.
Yeah, Seattle Studs is the name
Seattle
of the
Seattle Studs.
Right.
You know, that's
who comes up with these names?
That's one thing I love about minor league and amateur baseball is some of the team names. They're very creative.
What was the one from last year? It has something to do with. I'm not sure, prunes or something like that. I'm not. It was really a weird name.
The Prune Packers.
The prune,
yeah, that's right.
That's
yeah.
what it was, the
yeah.
Prune Packers.
That came from an agricultural area, I'm sure, and meant something wonderful.
It sure does. And it still does. The Prune Packers and the Seattle Studs, if they play. I wonder what happens. Are they going to play on the same, you know.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
And then they go 45s, and they're going, oh, I'm not sure what's going on, but I'm not sure we want to play the winner. Okay. All right. I can't say enough about Cobb. You know, plus, Mighty Fine is mm-hmm. a great place. You know, I pass it all the time on the way down to the gun show, range. And if you're going to the lake, you stop in there, get everything at one time. Mm-hmm. Barbecue. You barbecue in tomorrow.
Yeah, we got barbecue every Friday. We do $5 take and bake pizzas every Friday. Hot food served in the deli all day. I've got everything you need from beer to briquettes. Over 250 kinds of beer. Over 1,000 cold drinks.
Yeah.
And
that's 250 different kinds of beer.
Yeah, and we're actually closer to 300 now. I need to update that count. That count's a little old. We've added a little bit. But, yeah, we're right there.
That means you could have a different beer almost every day of the week.
Of the year, almost.
Of the year. Every day of the week for the year. That's what I meant. Every day of the year.
Yeah. Well, you know, people can get, I always tell my employees, you know, people can get a Budweiser or a Red Bull or a Pepsi anywhere. You know, we want to give them every reason to shop there and no reason not to, and selection's part of that. So.
Okay, what time's the game start tomorrow night?
Games tomorrow night, it's first pitch is 7:15, but you'll want to be there a little bit earlier as we're going to have some pregame stuff going on. Definitely, it's the best $5 you'll spend all summer
$5
long.
$5, and you can get a hot dog and a drink for $5.
Absolutely.
Plus, they have wine, beer, and tri-tip, and all the types.
They do a great barbecue.
Oh,
really.
And I tell you what, they have not ice cream, but the cones, snow cones.
Snow cones, yeah.
Snow cones.
Oh, yeah, that's great too.
What's not great about a baseball game?
You know what? I'm talking to people that are going to another event tomorrow. That's and it's a completely different than baseball. And every one of them said, "Gosh, I was really." Wanted to go to the baseball game. Okay, Kyle DeFore, man, you are our stud.
Every Tuesday night, yep.
And Tuesday night, of course, when the sports shows, but being out there and doing a great job in the broadcast. I can't wait to hear you and Maddie work together.
Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, okay. Right. Hey, look, right after the break, we're going to have Tommy Keats, who is here. He's the veteran service officer, and it just worked out that he's going to be here. We can talk about that grand jury report that just came out, kind of had a lot of things to say about the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. A major milestone for Donald Trump in his bid to capture the GOP presidential nomination.
Trump was put over the top in the Associated Press delegate count by a small number of the party's unbound delegates who said they would support him at the convention. It takes 1,237 delegates to win the Republican nomination for president. Trump has reached 1,238.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, President Obama gearing up for his historic visit to Hiroshima tomorrow, the site of the first atomic bomb dropped on Japan to end World War II.
The dropping of the atomic bomb, the ushering in of nuclear weapons, was an inflection point in modern history.
The president says he will revisit one of his themes, his vision of a world without nuclear weapons. He laid that out in a 2009 speech. Officials in Kansas say a large tornado damaged or destroyed as many as 25 homes in a rural area in the northern part of the state last night. More bad weather on the way today as well.
There were a couple up there, mainly east of Salina, over to Manhattan, and then over to Topeka as well.
That's Wesley Havorka with the National Weather Service. Airline passengers fuming about long security lines inside terminals, but a new study finds people have been jumping fences outside of many airports.
The answer as to why it's not being vigorously addressed, nothing bad's happened.
That is aviation security expert Jeff Price. He says there's a reason intruders have been able to breach security at one of 31 major U.S. airports on average every 13 days. Memorial Day weekend kicks off tomorrow. A lot of drivers on the road. How to stay safe?
Check your tire pressure. Make sure that you're checking your car batteries. You know, around this time, we estimate that we're going to get about 350,000 additional calls for tows. And so we want to make sure that people are safe and they're not stranded on the side of the road, because not only is that frustrating, but it's dangerous.
That is AAA's Tamara Johnson. AAA says this weekend will bring out the second highest travel volume for Memorial Day ever recorded. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
The Senate is debating the National Defense Authorization Act. We get more from correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the bill sets defense policy and authorizes defense spending at a critical time.
Consider the multitude of threats facing us from nearly every corner of the world.
Senator McConnell also says Democratic leader Harry Reid is slow-walking this important bill, something Reid denies.
I can understand why some would want to rush this bill through the Senate without a lot of public scrutiny. We're not going to do that. This legislation is far too important.
The bill has the heft of more than 1,000 pages to go through and scores of attached amendments. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Long-term U.S. mortgage rates rose this week but remained at low levels. It could entice purchasers amid the current home buying season. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage increased to 3.64%, up from 3.58 last week. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An audit by the State Department singles out former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for her exclusive use of private email while in office.
The State Department's Inspector General has concluded that Clinton did not comply with federal records policies. The report faults Clinton and previous secretaries of state for poorly managing email and other computer information. It finds the problem started before Clinton's appointment, but her failures were singled out as more serious.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Taking Social Security benefits early comes with a price, but in a new survey, more than 4 in 10 Americans age 50 and over say they'll dip into the program before reaching full retirement age. In the poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, 44% say Social Security will be their biggest source of income during their retirement years. Americans can begin collecting as early as age 62. Benefits drop, though, by up to 30% if you take them that soon. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
It's Thursday. Good morning.
It's my Thursday girl here. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming wild on KCNR1460.com. 8:05 and 43 seconds into the new hour.
And it's 59 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high of 86, low of 55, and sunny today. Friday, 83 and low of 56. Saturday, high of 87 and a low of 54. Kind of going the same way throughout the weekend. On Monday, we're looking to get up into the 90s, a high of 93, and the rest of the week looks about the same. Not triple digits yet. Nice spring weather. We hope it holds for a couple more weeks. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's our friends are warm customers. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And I kind of messed up the tag there.
Yeah, but that's okay because you were thinking
it's cool customer.
It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, with the emphasis on the air. Voted best in the North State for 2015. They could be the best in the North State any year because that's how good they are. A veteran-owned business. If you've got an emergency, they're there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for that emergency. Now, you want to make sure your air conditioner is working. You want to make sure those filters are clean, the air ducts are clean. Everything that they do at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Good, 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 good people.
And the temperature is rising. It's already 65.
65, heading up there. Right. Yeah. Hey, Tommy Keyes is with us, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Tommy.
Well, it was just kind of fortuitous that this is your regular time to show up at the same time that the Shasta Grand Jury released a report.
I appreciate you paying that money, Carl, to do that.
Yeah, it wasn't easy to get all that stuff done like that. The report's pretty serious. There, and list a lot of things that have happened and that are in the negative sense. I don't know when they did the report because I know that I know there's been a lot of movement.
Yes.
Even without this report, because y'all have not seen the report. They had talked to everybody, it looks like. So they've just kind of tell us where you are right now with the Veteran Service Office and the training and those kind of things.
We are doing really good over there. And again, this is all in the past. I can't tell you everything that's gone on with in the past, but as far as where we're at right now, we got a brand new accredited VSR rep. Of course, we got Celestina who. Has held this office together for years, as well as the other guys who had been there before that retired. They were fantastic.
Dunlap and Manford.
Jim Young, all those people.
Jim Young?
Yeah.
All the way back to Don Mangrum.
All the way back to Mangrum, without a doubt. I mean, he did put in his 20-some years in there and really laid a great foundation for this office.
He did. Don was in office when we made it a separate, separate... Well, department head and really spearheaded the future for it.
Right.
I always want to say shout out to him.
One of the findings of this is that is a lack of trained people.
Yeah.
In the on the staff and that unless they're trained and have got a certificate, they really can't get into the nitty gritty of the claims coming in. They can give general.
And that is true. You have to be accredited with one of the major organizations that train us to be a veterans advocate. Celestina right now has about six or seven accreditations, the National, the CalVet, the American Legion, the VFW. You only need one to be able to do it. We all have to go through and get the CalVet by being a California Veterans Advocate. So that's the first one we get. And then we go to the conferences and get our national accreditation, and then we work through them and apply for the other organizations so that we can represent their members.
So how many people in the office now?
Right now, we still have four people in the office, and Dave's working there Monday, Tuesday, and half a days on Wednesdays now.
And how many of them are accredited?
Just Celestina right now.
I thought that last now, time you were coming through that you had everybody was set up to go down there.
Well, we did. Troy is has passed the test. Now it's just waiting on his actual certificate from the CalVet. It usually takes about 2 months after you pass the test to get them to get all the paperwork, to get you set up in the computer system. So now he will, as soon as he comes about, and that should be really soon because it's been over a month and a half now. Since he had passed the, and it's a tough test to take. I mean, it's not just going in there marking things. You really got to know the laws when it comes to VA and the veterans benefits.
It takes him 2 months after he completes the test and passes it.
About right.
That's called bureaucracy, and we still can't seem to do much about that when you go up.
Yep.
Well, so you lose him for 2 months after, you know, I mean, he can't do anything.
No, he can do everything except he cannot go into the CalVet system and actually look in there to see what's going on at this time. As soon as you get that accreditation, they open up, it's called VBMS, a system where you can actually go in and be able to track a little bit more because you are an accredited rep for them. So they're right below the VA in Oakland.
But logistically, if he needs information out of that at this time, he can go
next door to Celestina.
There you go.
And call Oakland. It slows the process down whenever we have to train somebody.
So he can still help there.
He still helps.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, some of the stuff that they had in the report, it's not exactly accurate. I mean, a lot of it is. We only have one accredited rep. That's true. But when it talks about you cannot process, things like that, some of the rules are changing where as far as the money coming in for what we do to get, the state may not pay us for that in the future. And that's supposed to take effect beginning July 1st. However, our association, the California County Veterans Service Officer Association, negotiates with CalVet on our behalf, and they know that a lot of these counties only have one VSO, and if the one retires, it takes a couple of months before they can even go get their first class. You have to go to phase one and phase two before you can take the accreditation, and there's a training period in between each of those classes that you have to know a certain amount before they get you in there. And then, like I said, you take the test. You're going to wait about a month or two before you get it. So that's why they give you a full year to become an accredited individual.
And so everybody's in the process.
Everybody's in the process in the entire state, in the entire country.
Okay. Our guest, Tommy Keyes, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We're going to take a quick break and come back and discuss some of the other findings in the grand jury report. This portion of the show is brought to you by Budget Blinds. You know, Budget Blinds Deering is people have a huge selection of blinds that they can put up. Now that's getting hot. You want to try and keep the cold air inside the house. Well, if you've got a house like ours, it's just all windows. And some of them aren't double-paned, and some of them are single-paned. So how do you handle that? Well, you put coverings over them. And Jerry's going to come in and work with you, work with your budget, and make sure that you've got the best he can possibly provide that fits into your decor and all of this with Budget Blinds. We're going to have him over because, you know, that whole hallway we have needs to have something in front of it, because otherwise you have to take water with you as you walk down the hallway because you get thirsty. And a couple of times Elk Killer's had to crawl in there with a little sunburn on her body. Yeah. Anyway, so that's why we need budget blinds in there. So give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the website at budgetblinds.com. Trish Clark and I will be right back with Tommy Keys. It is a quarter after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
He listens. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott here today on Thursday at 8:18 in the morning, and 65 degrees out there, going up to 86 today. It's going to be warm. It's going to be warm all weekend long. That's great. Tomorrow night, it's going to be beautiful baseball weather. Colt 45s kick off the season tomorrow night at 7:05.
And what a way to kick off the Memorial Day weekend. I mean, All-American baseball. Weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding? That's just going to be the best.
It is. And, you know, tomorrow we've got a lot of things going on tomorrow, too. On veterinarians coming through. The Democrat candidate for Congress, Jim Reed, is going to be here from 8 to 9. And then talking about why people should vote for him. And the guys, there's just a lot of things going on Friday. And then, of course, baseball. We're here with Tommy Keys. And Tommy is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. for, of course, Shasta County, and just came in after this whole mess, and we were just talking about it, that it's good to come in at the end of it. See, it's kind of like just taking over command when Phasmo and the Marine Corps would come by. Phasmo was something that they'd send in six inspectors to tear you up logistically, and they did. They just tore us terribly. And I was in a small unit. We were in independent duty, but we still got inspected because they had to make sure that we weren't out there breaking rules. Well, I'd just taken over the month before, and I tell you, the findings of fact were like, you know, like, I don't know, 20 pages of stuff, and I'm going, wow. And the guy kept saying, it's okay, that's okay. You just came in. Don't worry about it. You got a good attitude. And that's what they wrote down, you know, blah, blah, blah. But what it did was it trained me for the next Phasmo that came through there 2 years later, right before I was leaving, and that anything that was on that page was fixed. Anything that they caught, I had turned in to, we don't need those big tents. I made deals with the Army to use their vehicles so I could turn my vehicles in and not use them. So, yeah, the next time they came in, we got a no findings, totally, which is, you know, outstanding.
Yeah,
I was giving them T-shirts. I was taking them, you know, hey, I tell you what, you want to go out and have lunch here? And it's the best margaritas probably in the Southwest.
Yeah.
Okay, recommendations. The grand jury recommends that the Board of Supervisors direct the county executive officer to stagger current VSO staff start, end, and break times to allow hours of operation to include lunch, evening, and occasional weekend days by September 30th.
Yep. That was one of their recommendations. We're looking at all of them. We'll make some of them. We are extending our hours by a half hour on the first. We already did that even before this, when I met the panel, their mouth almost dropped. We are, like I said, still in a high training mode. We need the time to train. The other thing that we don't do is we don't have a admin day like most of the other VSOs in the state have. So we don't close down on Fridays to just do nothing but get your vouchers out. We make sure that they go out right after you walk out the door. 99% of them go out right after you go out the door. So we have zero backlog. That other 1%, we give them to the vets and say, hey, I need this and this to be able to prove your case.
So what are the hours right now?
Right now they are from 9 o'clock to 11:30 and then 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So they will be going beginning June 1st, 8:30 to 11:30 and then 1 to 4. So 6 hours a day is what we have, and that gives us 2 hours of training and processing your documents and getting them out same day.
When's the training go?
Huh?
When's the training happen?
We always do the training at between 8 and 9 and 4 to 5.
Okay, so now we have to just work on opening it up during the lunch hour for those vets that have jobs to come and see and work at 8:30 to 5.
We do close at 11:30, but there's still vets behind the door at least until noon. And, you know, all of our employees are unionized employees. They have to have an hour. Now, we have looked at trying to do appointments like some of the smaller counties have done, and we realized with 16,000 people, vets in this community, and right now we know we have 10,000 vets that we are constantly seeing on a regular basis. And if we did appointments like the other counties do,
backed up for a mile.
Well, they're already backed up 2 weeks. If we did it, we would be backed up months. We could try something like that, but then we're going to probably have a lot more issues in the future. We had two guys come in the other day. They wanted an appointment with Celestina. As I told you, Celestina has studied, like I said, an expert. They always say it takes about 10 years, 100,000 hours of study. Statistics show this girl's been in the career 6 years and's got close to 20,000 hours of study. And that's what she does on the weekend when she's with her family. She comes back on Mondays and say, do you know they changed 11 laws this weekend? I'm like, no, I have a life, thank you for being my watchdog. I appreciate it. And she is the watchdog here.
I think what they're saying is that to have it open, I mean, everybody gets a lunch hour.
Yep.
They go from, they could, but their lunch hour could be from 1 to 2. And allowing it to open and see how many veterans to come in during that time. And then another one show up at 9:30 and be there till 5.
Mm-hmm.
you know, if it's going to end there, and then you've got that. So you're kind of covering the five, you know, the people are getting off at 4:30 to 5 o'clock, I think is what they're trying to say, is to give to move your hours, keeping them on the same hours, but just stretching them out some. But you can't do that to everybody's trend.
No. And I agree with that, because like you said, if we were fully trained back when Mangrum and Dave Lanford and Jim Young and the people had been in there 10 years at that time, I would agree wholeheartedly. But when you still got people in training and you leave an untrained person there while the trained person is gone. And also, most of our clients like to start their case and finish their case with one rep. And if that person comes in just as the other one's going to lunch, then they got to wait another hour. At least they know our hours, and we're all there exactly the same time. We see our clients. We do take people first come, first serve, like it says in the report, because it is a walk-in. But we also, when we see our little tags are up there, Celestina might have the next one, Troy has the next one, Tommy has the one right behind it. Tommy reaches back and grabs that person because I've already started working with them, and I know what I'm going with. I know what I've talked to him. He doesn't have to start all over. Again, going back to the appointments, if we do, like most counties, they give you 50 minutes with it. Some of our clients take 2.5 hours to work with, and so they want to come back to my office three times just to do what we do the first time.
Well, and not only that, then you've made a 50-minute appointment, and maybe the guy comes in and he only needs 10 minutes. You've got 40 minutes of unused time that isn't there. I wouldn't concur with the appointment thing. Yeah. I think that if you're the way you're operating it now, I think works.
We're getting 34 people in a day right now.
Yeah, and that's
by,
good.
By expanding even a half hour, I think we're going to be right where we need.
They didn't say appointments.
Yep, no, they did.
Did they? Yes. Must be another place then.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
But I will tell you that I think that you need to strive towards that.
Okay.
Somebody being there the whole
offer
time.
Offer veterans the option of scheduling an appointment. Okay, that one's that. Okay, they recommend that the VSO website, to include links to federal and state of California veteran benefits pages, be updated.
That we were already working on. I'd hate to give you any credit, Carl, but I'm giving you a little credit. On my first show, you mentioned apps, and we were working on that too. Most of the new guys, they don't go on the websites. And a lot of the guys that we have here, the term I hear constantly is off the grid. They've given away their computers. They only maybe have a home phone, but they will not have a cell phone. So they don't use it. So we're trying to get more advanced, but we're not going. I don't want to get into a lot of social media right now, but we are looking. We are changing our website a little bit. I want to link up to CVAC's event page. I want one county events page going on. To give so people don't have to go here. I do like the idea of putting a couple of the federal events on there, sites. The one thing that we noticed too, and we can put out there the National Personnel Record Center's thing, that's fine, but we notice when they come in to us, I mean, they can go out there on their own, but when they come into us, it usually also gives us an opportunity to start talking to them about why they want their DD-214, what they're looking for, and what we can do to help them and bring them back and get that ball rolling and tell them exactly what they need. One of the biggest issues I'm seeing is a lot of people will start doing e-benefits, and we can't get into that and see that. Neither can any of the organizations. The person basically is there to represent themselves.
What is e-benefits?
E-benefits is the VA's computer site where you can go on and file your own benefit claim. And but you got to make sure you know the laws, you know exactly what you're sending. It is a good program, but like I said, we see so many people get into trouble, and they end up doing
check the wrong box.
Check the wrong box. They don't get the evidence from their time in the service to show that they actually had something happen to them while they're there. They just say, "Hey, this is what's going on with me right now." the VA's got to have both before they'll do that. And then
the only thing eBenefits does is gets the request in sooner so they can forget it sooner. Frankly, so because it doesn't have all the right information, then they can put it into the circular filing system you need this. Okay, so you go back and you give them that. And then they come back, oh, you need this. This is VA is famous for this.
And once they start it, you can't intervene and get...
That's
it,
right.
You can't
interpose yourself. So what they do is they say, okay, we need this now. So that takes another 2 or 3 months to get.
That sounds like the planning department in the
country. No, it's like getting a loan approved by the VA that I'm going through right now. Every time our guys send something in, they come back with something else. And it's like, why don't you just give it to us all at one time?
Exactly.
Oh, sounds like the planning department in Jeff County.
Anyway, okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a break. And I didn't mean to get personal, but this is one of the things eBenefit does.
It does.
If you don't know everything about it, and just like Celestina said, we had 11 laws changed this weekend because she has no life.
we need to work on that.
The thing is that if you don't know everything about it, that's why you need an advocate. You need the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. You need the AMVETS. You need somebody there fighting the battle for you, because there is no way that the average person that's filing a claim could ever get it through the first time. I firmly believe that they make it like this just to give themselves time to try and do something. But a lot of times it just puts you back again. Try again. Try again. Oh, you don't have this. Oh, try this. Everybody's seen it. And it's, you know what? It is a horrible, horrible legacy of this government and the government before that and the government before that that puts veterans into this situation. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Tommy Keyes of the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 30043.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. Thursday, May the 26th, 65 degrees. I figure it's a little bit warmer than that. I'll say 67. Going up to 86 today. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold. Veteran-owned business where you get the best haircuts in California. But maybe even the whole West Coast. Right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Now, we are here with Tommy Keyes, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. And we're going over the Shasta County Grand Jury report. And, okay, now, we're going through each one of these findings they have. I'm not even, getting into all the things they found. These are just the recommendations. Mm-hmm. And Tommy came in at the perfect time because he goes, well, wasn't me. And you're right. But I can use this as a hammer then to get some things done.
Exactly.
Okay, now, it says here to immediately implement a system to review all open, pending, and denied claims to ensure all are reviewed by September 30th, 2016.
Done. It's done. We had that. I don't know what happened in the past or what anybody said, but right now we have, they call them ticklers that are set up in our system, and we notify ourselves when we send a client back out to go get information to say, hey, I need it by this time. We always give ourselves plenty of time to do it, especially if we're talking about notice of disagreements and appeals. You don't have that much time to refile those and try to get your claim back into the system and make them make a different decision than they did the first time. So, but we have that in there. We've had it since I've gotten there. So I'm not sure what they found.
Okay. To reinstate the work study program.
We've had four Shasta County College students working with us. We got two of them still working through the summer. One of them we lost to the great United States Air Force. Let's stand for that. he's heading to basic training this week. Come on, Carl. Oh, hang on. No, you owe me. Last week, I listened to a great show with the Marine Corps Mounted Honor Guard, and you talked badly about the United States of North Carolina.
Of North Carolina? What could I have said? It's where the inbreeding of the horses are, probably.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Keep moving.
So you've restarted that.
We've had that. It is a great program. It gets them in there to get some to continue their education. They also get paid by the school and state. So I mean, good. It's free to us.
Okay, to post notice and reestablish consistent and regularly monthly outreach to Bernie.
Yes, we've started doing that. We went up there back in April and did not get that much. We got actually no turnout. But we now have scheduled it where it is the third Friday of every month, basically from 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock. We moved it from the VFW because we've just found that there's much more traffic at the community center up there in Bernie. So every third Friday of the month, beginning in June, we will have a representative there to help those people out.
Do we have any other outreach within Shasta County other than up to Bernie?
No. I think way back in the day, they might have done something in Anderson. But, again, most of the people that we get are already coming here to the clinic, and they come straight over to us from that location. If the need be, we have no problem doing that. I mean, our whole mission is to spend our time wisely and get the biggest bang for the buck. So if we got five people coming to see us at any location, I'm going to send a rep there.
I think at one time, actually, they were reaching out into both the other cities and an occasional visit up to Shingletown.
Yeah. Okay. You know, a couple of these are skipping because I know that they're no longer they're already being handled. Mm-hmm. To monitor progress, my computer's quitting.
To monitor progress
of all newly hired staff, that's for the county executive officer, including the veteran service officer, to ensure anyone assisting veterans with claims will be accredited within 1 year of hire.
That's correct.
And we talked about that earlier, and everybody's in process.
Yes. Now, as soon as you get there, we set them up with the California Veterans Affairs to go to their first Phase 1 training immediately. So whenever the next class is available, they go in, do the training. They can take up to about 20 individuals throughout the state at that time. We sent both of our young veteran service reps there a couple of months ago. And like I said, back in January, I guess. And like I said, they went in and they blew that test away back in April. So that was, I mean, we're really proud because, like I said, the time before that, 8 people went in to test. 8 people failed that test. We sent 2 and they both passed. So we're really proud.
So you're just in the process of bringing all of that up to date and getting all of those people certified.
We had a major changeover, and every time you have a major changeover, you just got to start that clock all over and get them back into the training and qualified to get that accreditation. And if they don't make it in 1 year, we can't work there.
And so along with that process, I think, and I haven't seen the report, I have to admit, but I'm sure there's an evaluation that flows from the county executive officer of you and your staff, and are those being done on a timely basis?
On a timely basis, yes.
It says they recommend that you begin a weekly happy hour.
We've instilled that the first time I met you.
Okay, I'm just kidding about that, everybody.
Okay.
Now, you've done a lot of this.
Yeah. Actually,
you know, one of the things it says is that, and I'm not sure if I agree with this. Well, the way they write it, I guess I do. But it says they recommend that the veteran service officer focus on the functions of the office rather than attending non-vital community events. Mm-hmm. And I understand why they said that, where that comes from. But
Why?
Well, because the last VSO was out everywhere. Instead of being in the office helping people, where Tommy you're a caseload worker just like everybody else.
I am.
But I also think it's important, you're the officer in charge there,
right?
That you appear at certain things, which you do.
I do.
And, you know, I don't think you should have the same caseload as your people working for you. You can't because, frankly, Tommy needs to come with us instead of working. Mm-hmm. Come here on the show to talk about it. He needs to be seen in events so that people know who he is because, you know, it's important that they know that the Shasta County Veteran Services Officer is out there and that he's at events, especially with veterans.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But not go completely the other way like the other one did. Mm.
Okay, but in moderation is what you're talking about. But let's be clear about what we've got here with the Shasta County grand jury recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
They are just that. They're recommendations.
Right.
And the board has the ability to accept those recommendations and or to say, we disagree, and here's why.
Right.
And we would hope that our county staff and the Board of Supervisors has a bit more knowledge about most of these things than the people that are on the grand jury.
Right.
So it's a fine thing to have out there. But these are not written in gold, and they don't need to be followed. And quite frankly, a lot of the recommendations from the grand jury, if money was not an issue, a lot more of them could be carried out.
True.
Well,
because they see a solution quite often, and they suggest that you do this, this, and this, not taking into consideration the fact the money isn't there to do that.
Well, you know, the last finding they have, or the last recommendation they have, because the rest of these things seem like they're already were started. And see, what happened is when they went through this with all that turmoil that was going on,
and it was
when they did it. And I mean, they went down to Tehama County and found that Shasta County people were going down there being helped by the Tehama County office.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to talk about that. If it's all right with you, my guest next month will be Kelly Osborne, the Tehama County Veteran Service Officer. But again, we have such a family event. Yes, we only had Celestina at one time for a few weeks when some issues happened, when people retired and left. She called the personnel office and said, I need a person at the front desk.
I'm laughing because Celestina, if you would go in there and say something, and it would echo because there was nobody.
There was nobody there except for her. So Kelly helped pick up. But the same thing happened right before that with Tehama County. Bob trained Kelly and helped her so much. He would go down and help her out.
Well, and let's recognize that we, Shasta County and Tehama County, share two communities.
We do.
You have a whole bunch of people that live on the Shasta County side but take services from Tehama County and vice versa.
And we both have an open-door policy. Whichever the vets want, whichever they feel most comfortable with, they can go to that county.
And I'm going to bring this one up just because I like to make Larry Lee's feel uncomfortable now and then. Not that anything I've ever said probably has ever made him feel uncomfortable, no matter what I say. You know, the goat story. It says to take a more proactive, immediately instruct the county executive officer to take a more proactive supervisory role over the new veteran service officer.
He did that before.
I kind of know Larry, and I can't help but think that he's there available to, the thing is, when you hire somebody and you look at their qualifications, and you've got like all these people that are leaning in saying we need to hire this person. Mm-hmm. You kind of like, and they're adults, and this is not your not your area of expertise anyway, but you know what's supposed to be done there, and you hire somebody, you kind of expect them to be able to do the job.
Exactly.
On the other hand, the last, when you're looking at BAMSIS, for begin planning and arrange reconnaissance, the S in every acronym we have of leadership is supervise.
Sure.
So you've got to supervise, especially when they're new people.
Exactly.
And I'm not saying that Larry didn't, but this is one of the recommendations, and that you were lucky because Dave Lanford and Bob Dunlap were here to help.
Yeah.
And they're both, Dave's got very strong ideas how things should be done. So
if he hadn't had surgery this morning on his hand, he was coming. He was ready for you.
Because I talked to him the other day, and I said, you know what? This thing needs to be addressed.
It does.
Because when people read this, because I knew that a lot of these things have been fixed.
Yes.
But we need you to come on and say, yes, this is. It's okay, everybody. We're working like crazy. People being trained. We're not slowing down.
Right.
Do you have a comprehensive way of following every one of these?
Yes.
Okay, because before it said you didn't.
Yeah. No.
Again, let's recognize that the grand jury doesn't always get it right.
Yeah, they don't. There's some stuff out there. Again, if you got 1 second, just read that first paragraph.
Okay, well, I'm going to read it as soon as I get back from this break.
Sounds good.
We're here with Tommy Keyes, and who is a veteran service officer, of course, Trish Clark, and this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Veteran-owned business at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's.
Yeah.
Great coffee, and veterans get discounts, of course, at Espresso Joe's. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California and a walk-in humidor that is great. All of this open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew, where the veterans are always welcome, as are anybody else. We'll be right back after these messages.
On Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctors' prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much. My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families, too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you're looking out at a pet your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Hi, it's Linda By and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Should be here during the break.
Yeah, yeah. Trish Clark and Carl Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Like I said, tomorrow, Jim Reed, Democrat for running for Congress. You know, frankly, he's the sideshow between Montez and LaMalva, who are hacking away.
Oh, man, that is getting vicious.
This, you know, and the thing about it is, you know, what happened in the old days when the Vikings, when if you wanted to be the boss, you challenged them. And you challenge, you know, you went out there in the middle of the arena in front of people, and you hacked away with axes at each other. We've gone a long way, except maybe not. Now we hack away with innuendos and outright lies and all of these things that travel everywhere.
The tracks that's in your mailbox these days is really
incredible. Oh, my
gosh.
And the fact is that it's one thing to be, you know, take an axe in the chest. That just kills you. The things that go on here destroy your credibility for the rest of your life.
You really need to be, one time in your life, the person who's, you pick that up and somebody has told this massive lie about you. Lies are harder to defend than when they catch you doing something. At least you can kind of alibi it. An out-and-out lie is almost impossible to prove.
Here is
it's like,
why,
when did you stop beating your wife?
And here is where me running for office would fall apart, because something like that would happen.
Oh, it's crazy time.
And, you know, his wife was a Las Vegas showgirl. And that's all we need to say. Mm-hmm. And I'd find out which pack put that out there. And then my whole, if I was running, would go away,
but
because I would just been arrested for going down to the pack office and destroying it. You
but
know?
That's the truth.
Yeah.
As opposed to when the hardest thing is an out-and-out.
And I'll say, yeah, she was a showgirl with Dean Martin. You know, come on.
Right, Carl.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, so, but you're right. You know, but
an out-and-out lie
those
is like,
going,
oh, my God, where do you go with that?
It's kind of the truth, but they make it so it sounds like, oh, my God. Hey, you know what? Let's this portion of the show brought to you by, for a good thing, good cause, Bastiani Arms. Started 7 years ago. He's really worked. He and his wife, Sarah, have really worked to make this a great gun store. And you can get anything you want, any type of accessory, reloading. Teaches classes there on concealed carry. He's got the whole thing at Bastiani Arms. He can meet or beat big box stores' prices. And then you get the personal service of that store. He's got people been working there ever since he opened up 7 years ago. And that tells you something, that they're there and still working at a place. Because, you know, obviously they like the leadership and what's happening down there at Bastiani Arms. Plus, John Bastiani gives real discounts if you're
if you're a veteran, to go there. And there's never too busy to talk to you. Okay. 2539 Larkspur. I want to read this thing that came from the Department of Veteran Affairs to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors and to the Honorable Pam Giacomini, because I think she was the head of the board during
the
time.
She was the chair at that point.
During the period of July 1st, 2014 through June 30th, 2015, your county veteran service office obtain new and increased monthly cash benefits from the United States Department of Veteran Affairs in the amount of $403,878. That was an average monthly. That means on an annual basis, this was more than $4,846. In addition, they obtained $5,916,000, almost $6 million, in one-time benefits, which consist of single and retroactive payments received by veterans or their dependents. And because that they have shown that these monies spent in a community can turn over between 3 and 7 times, which is a fairly accurate measure, the spending impact on the community. And if you only use the 3, this equates to a spending impact of at least $14,539,608 in a year from our Veterans Service Office, from the annualized monthly cash benefits, and $17,749,296 from the one-time benefits. So together, that's over $30 million in 1 year, if you're looking at that. Because you're right. I get my retirement or whatever from VA. My money goes back in this town,
right.
and then wherever I'm spending here goes to somebody else. So I absolutely believe that.
Yes. So it is absolutely true, and it's been consistent even through the bad times.
What's interesting about that
is this is the period we're talking about with this grand jury report where everything was theoretically dysfunctional. Not true, because this was still happening during that period.
But a lot of the stuff came from before.
It was a good portion, six months of it was during that time.
So what we should be expecting then next year around April 21st.
Double.
You come in and you've doubled it. Here's the thing about it is that people don't realize is that when you talk about veterans, that the veterans that are retired up here or have been injured in the line of duty, they're part of their contract with the government is for those injuries to be taken care of, or if they've retired, that they get the retired pay, and if you've been in, you get your if you've been injured during that time frame, you get combat disability pay and the disability pay. These are parts of the contract that you make with the government.
True.
Now,
contrary to what the president stated, that you signed up, you ought to be willing to go.
Use your own
medical coverage.
Right. And so when you add that up, plus let's talk about the other things, like the VA clinic care. Mm-hmm. All the people over there are being paid a very good, they're paying a fair salary. It's federal and all this. Mm-hmm. That money comes in. Money comes into your office.
Right.
The veterans' home out there.
Right.
So veterans play a huge part
in Chester County.
And looking at the economic side of it. So it would behoove the county, in my opinion, to, if anything, bump up your abilities to spread and to go out there further.
Everything they can do to enable you to enhance those benefits
is
gravy to this county and comes back. I'd also throw out just one other thing for all the candidates out there, that if they aren't tapping the veterans block, voting expertise in veterans is stronger than other people.
Right.
They tend to vote, and if you're not courting that, you're not.
Well, they're not.
You're not.
Here's something: is that the veterans are starting to understand this.
Veterans have a very deep power.
Independent,
yes.
But if they banded together, yes, even just 1,000 of them, they could change who is elected in this county.
Yes, they
every
can.
One of the seats. If 1,000 of them got together and then they started walking the streets and they started going to other veterans,
just
they
get their immediate
control.
Family and friends to vote.
Yes, and you know what? There wouldn't be a city council person elected if the veterans said, "Okay, we want this person to be elected."
Absolutely,
that person's going to be elected
because
they're too close. So if you put in a, you can talk about the unions.
Mm-hmm. Go for that veteran vote.
You go for that veteran vote, and the veterans got together and said, "You know what? We're not going to vote for you."
But right. The important part of that is that the veterans are not easily swayed and not easily confused. So if in fact they band together to elect somebody, it is going to be someone who is going to support the veterans community.
As it should be. As it should be.
As it should be, because they're not going to be soft-souled and told a story and then be left beside.
You know, it's easy to stick up the sign, "We honor our veterans." Mm-hmm. It's one thing to just sit out there and run your lips. It's another thing to walk.
They hold you accountable after they help you get elected.
Tommy Keys, thanks for coming in, buddy.
Anytime.
And, it is every month. We're going to have him here the last Thursday of each month and to talk about what's going on. Next time you said you're going to bring in the Tehama County.
Yeah, perfect. Right. She's still available. I'd like to have her come up.
Why don't you bring in Celestina someday?
I would have if I will too. She's planning on coming in. I'd like to bring in both my VSRs. I want to hold a show where people can call in on issues, and we can actually give them some great information and bring them in.
That'd be great.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm glad we do it on Thursdays.
Yes.
Yeah. Because because Trish can go down back to the senior center and other places around there, because those people need and I tell you who else is really good. Sharon Clark.
Oh yeah.
Home helper.
Yes.
Because she knows who's veterans out there, and she funnels the names.
Absolutely.
In.
And we talk about that on the first Thursday of the month.
Oh, that's right.
The other thing that's available for your veterans, and you talk about the fact that some of them are not very good with the apps and what have you. Mm-hmm. There is a service at the Frontier Senior Center that can help them through the computer classes.
Right.
Okay. Tommy, thanks a lot. Trish, as usual.
I love Thursdays. Love doing this.
A full day. And tomorrow we're going to have we're going to have Pet of the Week. We're going to have our veteran, Dr. Kara Tennant, will be here, our veterinarian. And and of course, Jim Reed, who's running for Congress as a Democrat. What's a Democrat? Okay. Everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Oh, one last thing. Thanks so much to Judy and Lisa Alters for hosting a great birthday party for Linda last night. And Lori Goyne and Pam Hill, thank you so much for everything you all did for Linda last night, especially the cards. See you tomorrow.
Hall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He has reached the magic number plus one. Donald Trump
Casey
now has
and our
the number
Shasta
of delegates required to win the Republican presidential nomination, according to the AP. When he announced his candidacy back in June of last year, the conventional political wisdom was that he wouldn't get very far, and yet here we are. As of now, Trump has 1,238 delegates, with 303 more at stake on June 7th. He'll easily pad his total, avoiding a contested convention this summer in Cleveland. President Obama is dismissing a lot of Trump's foreign policy ideas as ignorant. Mr. Obama's in Japan for a G7 summit, says world leaders are rattled by Trump.
They are not sure how seriously to take some of his pronouncements, but they're rattled by him, and for good reason.
And the president says foreign leaders are surprised that Trump will be the GOP nominee. Going somewhere? A lot of people are this Memorial Day weekend.